If you're still waiting for a sign, here's another one. At California Psychics, we reject 98% of the psychics who apply to work for us. So we only connect you with the best. That's how we can guarantee if your reading isn't life-changing, it's free. And right now, new customers receive 20 minutes for just $20. If that's not a sign, I don't know what is. Dramatic sound effect incoming. Experience the joy of certainty at CaliforniaPsychics.com.
The Slacker Show.
Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
What's wrong with us?
We're very vain.
I guess, yeah.
No, I don't think... Okay, sorry. TIAC has become a bit of a primper.
Yeah.
What do you mean has become?
Do you think he's always been?
Yeah.
Oh.
But not in a bad way at all. He's very clean.
Oh, thank you.
Wow.
He doesn't read clean. Like
read dirty.
No, but like from 30,000 feet, if you didn't know, you have to get closer to him to realize this messiness is organized.
Takes work.
Like, yeah, okay.
Like,
if TIAC was approaching you in Walmart, you're like, that guy's smelly and he probably doesn't have a job.
No.
As he gets closer, you're like, oh my God, his teeth are really white. His eyebrows are perfect. His hair is meant to be exactly as tossed as it is.
Thank you. Yes.
Like everything
you
about him.
You do not give smelly. I'm offended
all.
For
no,
him.
No, just dudes in general with a beard and like hair. Mm-hmm. You just, in Colorado, you go, it's going to be smelly or it's going to be patchouli. It's going to be one of two. Erica.
Patchouli.
That's what. You know what that is? Okay. You're not quite a Coloradoan yet. The rest of the room knows what patchouli smells like, right?
I know what it smells. I don't know what it is, but I know like the smell.
I don't really know what it is either. But once you become a citizen of Boulder, Colorado, you have some in a cabinet somewhere.
Okay.
I think it's just a smell. It's just, okay, sorry. Okay.
Yeah, but I took the next step here. I was inspired. So my wife has started going to get her nails done. That's like something that was important to her. Uh-huh. So she started and she's been trying to get me to go. And it just hasn't worked out. And then finally, my parents were in town so they could watch the kids. And she said, I have an appointment. Do you want to come with? And I was actually kind of inspired by something Erica said very recently.
Which
was probably some of the biggest BD energy I've ever heard in my life. Where Erica...
What are you talking
Erica
about?
Erica said to Slacker, she said, I don't touch my own nails.
I remember that.
And I was like, oh.
That's an option.
Oh, I like that.
Yeah.
I want to be like that.
I don't think it's BD energy. It's a little bit of princess energy.
Princess, yeah. That's better.
I don't care.
No, I mean, that it's cool. There is a point in your life
where
you make decisions where you go, I either want wine or I want nails. No, great on you if you can afford both. But there are people out there who are like, yeah, no, I drink box wine, but my nails are always done.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, you got to prioritize what makes you happy.
And that's where AHAC is moving toward, right?
Exactly.
She doesn't do her own nails.
No, she doesn't. Yeah, no.
If you hold your nails up one more time, Erica, literally, she's like, they don't do. Like,
but
Erica,
they look good.
Can you look at your own nails? How do you? Okay. And then hack. Look at your interesting.
Mm-hmm. Are you thinking I should have done this?
Yes.
Yeah.
The hand out like you're looking at your engagement ring versus your hand like facing you. Like
if she holds it up facing. To the camera.
No, I was showing you my nails.
Yeah, you were. It just happens to be in direct line of the camera.
Do you know how badly I want to take my engagement ring off and chuck it at your head?
Go for it.
No.
Do you ever show your right hand nails off? Yeah, only because I asked for it.
They're not even done.
Could you imagine?
I can't imagine.
Have you ever gotten your nails done, though, Slacker? You seem really pent up over this.
One time total. This is going to sound weird.
It always does.
I don't like the way it feels. It feels very subservient. I got a pedicure once in Maui. Already you're in Maui, so the energy just feels very privileged.
Yeah.
And then you're just sitting there and this little woman is just like at your feet. I'm like, I understand I'm paying money for this. I don't like it.
Also, I don't know why. That woman very likely also gets pedicures.
I know. Mm-hmm. And I don't know why. I don't know how to get over it.
I did see some of that. I saw that like the workers kind of turn to each other and they would do each other's real quick. Like,
really?
I got a spot and then they'd go back.
Cleaning something up.
So it is.
I know, but you don't feel weird about it at all.
I've been getting pedicures since I was a child. Okay. So
that's, you're not answering my.
If you wanted more princess energy, there you go.
Okay. I don't know why. I know I got to get over it because
I was the same way. As I was the same way.
They
I
wouldn't
get
have a
saying.
Job if we all felt that way. They want to do nails, I would presume.
Yes. Yeah.
That's their business. But I just feel.
And as long as you're not being a D to them, like, it's fine.
So maybe that's the problem.
Okay.
So I did. I got to go. I did the. And I mess it up again. What's
manicure?
His
hand.
His hand. I did the foot one first. The pedicure first.
You did both.
I did both. Oh yeah. Wow. We did the whole nine. Me and my wife.
We only saw the picture of the manicure.
Yeah, because to your point, taking a picture of them working on your feet is a little
is
like,
very weird. Yeah.
But it was great, except for there's a few differences that I'm just this is my. I've done it like 10 years ago. I did it one time. So this is my first time for all intents and purposes. So I walk in and I realize I'm used to like spots where guys hang out. It's very loud. It's very like so I walk in. It's so calm. It's peaceful. The lighting's so nice. Everyone looks so nice. And I'm like, I like this. This is way better than like the loud, smelly bar. It smells nice. That's okay. The other thing.
Did they offer you a beverage?
The one that we went to, is working on their liquor license. Oh. They're like
upgrading. Hold up.
Pure Lux down the street is where I go when I'm running home.
Beverage.
You can buy a cheap glass of wine or I think they have beer, like champagne, all kinds of stuff.
Please add me to your next appointment.
Should we do a show nail day?
Yeah. Say
Petties?
Less.
Yeah.
3 weeks from now.
Tia cannot go before that.
I'm dead serious. I will go.
It was great. So they're working on my feet. The other thing I notice is just, I've said this before with my wife. She likes her showers lava. Oh, and there's a lot of heat. The water's very hot.
Yeah.
And then they put the wax on my foot.
Oh, you did the wax?
You did that?
Yeah.
My gosh.
I don't know.
That's special pedicure.
Yeah. Okay, so I did that. They put the wax, and then they put the hot towel on top, and I had to ask her to take the towel off. My feet are on fire.
Did you do the stones?
No.
No hot stones? Oh, sometimes you get a hot stone massage.
Oh, yeah.
She did the calves and stuff. There was a lot more rubbing going on than I anticipated, which it was very relaxing.
But if I can have a beverage and get rubbed.
Yeah. Okay. No. Not like that.
It was embarrassing.
We know you're lonely.
Please remove the towel. It's way too hot. So I did that and that was nice. And it was great. Yeah. Did the nails and
clear coat.
Yeah.
Could you hold your nails up to the cameras and it looks nice. So you do have some polish on there.
I do.
You didn't just buff them out.
No, she painted the polish and it was great. It was really. I'm at a point, I don't think I wouldn't hire a babysitter for me to go with my wife, but any opportunity I can go, I will go from now on. I'm kind of hooked. It was great. Okay. Very relaxing.
What's going to come next for him? You're going to start
Well, say ask. They said anything else? Eyebrow?
Oh, yeah.
Eyebrow, tweezer, or wax, or whatever, and I just thought, what else?
He's gonna
what
be
would princess
facials.
Do?
Yeah, exactly.
I don't get my eyebrows done. So there.
The Slacker Show.
Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
So we got into a conversation about TX beauty regimen.
There we go. Mm-hmm. He just like twinkle toesed his hands at the camera.
It feels nice. It feels very nice.
It does.
He also disclosed that they got the cheese grater out.
I didn't know this till later, but my wife said, they got out the kind of the heavy duty one.
Because your feet are nasty.
I think, because I never get it done. I mean, it's never ever. So now I've reset.
Did they get the hair off your toes then?
I do that myself.
You do? Okay.
Yeah. I used to nair the tops of my feet. Now I just shave them. Nair
them?
Mm-hmm. I used to, in high school.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Is that bad?
I'm just wondering how much he's working with.
So
it's not a lot. It's just sometimes my sock pulls it. You know, it gets kind of weird. So I've read the instructions on the Nair bottle 100 times.
Oh my God. Stop. Stop.
I don't ever need to know anything else about you in my life.
What?
The next traffic report's going to be all these accidents from the moment you said, sometimes the hair on my toes gets caught on my socks.
No, the tops of my feet. Oh. Okay, whatever.
It doesn't matter.
So what happens when you get into bed?
He actually gets like Velcroed in. It's like,
gross,
Aaron's
bro!
Leave the room.
You do?
Yeah, they kind of freak me out.
So you don't have can anybody touch your feet?
Yeah, I can do pedicures, but I couldn't.
But
in
a relationship way, if somebody touches your foot, you're like, seriously, I'm gonna kick you in the face.
In like a toe sucking way?
I was not going to get quite that far down in the weeds, Erica.
I just wanted you to know how ridiculous you sounded.
No, I mean, it's just
I don't
like,
need to know anything else about you, Erica.
Hey, I never said I did it. We're just saying Aaron can't.
Okay, so we're talking about other beauty stuff. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And I was, this is weird that it came up today. I'm thinking about just leaving the show.
Not forever.
No, but like there are places close to the show. Mm-hmm. Like we play commercials and a song. I could bop over someplace and get Botox.
No.
What?
You can't just walk in. If
yes,
you're,
you can.
No, if you're walking into a Botox place,
yeah,
prepare for it to suck.
Yeah, that's true.
They're booked up.
No, there are places that have room. Isn't there? Like later in the afternoon. Like if I just ran over at like 5:55.
It depends on the place.
Or like,
I don't know. With Botox, I would want it to be like full and book an appointment. I wouldn't want walk-ins.
No. Because they look at your face, they ask you about your history, they talk about how much you're going to do, you tell them, I don't want to do that much, and they say, what if we do a little more?
Because there's places I don't do it. I don't come around the eyes.
No, same. Mm. They tried to get my crow's feet before. I was like, I don't have them.
I do have them, but I wear them with pride. It shows a life of laughter to me.
Yes.
It's like, I think dudes should have crow's feet.
But isn't it?
A little bit.
But women shouldn't. Because women don't.
I think if a woman wants to not have them, that's better. I think if a guy wants to not have them, I think you're playing with fire.
Yeah, you're getting a bit frozen too.
Yeah, I don't want that.
Isn't it just a huge blow? I've never done it. Is it a blow to your self-confidence when you sit down and they're like, well, we could do this, this, and this? And you're like, I was just thinking.
Right, I just want it in between my eyes. Yeah. Yeah.
Well, this one place.
This
one
is
what time I sat in a chair and she said, oh, the whole bottom of your face is not symmetrical. And I was like,
oh, God.
Oh.
Did they really say that?
Yeah. She's like, look, your whole mouth is slanted. I was like,
what?
That's something I never noticed about myself and thought to hate on until
Why
now.
Would you say that out loud in this room? Because now I'm going to notice it.
Wow, it's fine.
Is it?
Like,
still?
Barely. I kind of like talk out of one side of my mouth more than the other.
Like a Reese Wither? No, not her.
No.
What's her name?
Drew Barrymore.
Drew Barrymore.
Yeah.
Not nearly that bad. But yeah, so there are times when you sit in that chair and you go, that hurt
my
feelings.
It is an ego blow.
Yeah.
Have you ever let them do the blue light? Whatever that thing is where they can tell you all the stuff that's under your skin?
No, but I want to.
I've
but
done
I'm also
it. It's scary.
Oh, I did that once. They told me my skin age was my age.
Nice.
Toss, toss.
Okay. Hack cannot get Botox, by the way. Look at his face.
He doesn't need it.
I don't think I would, because I agree. I think I would be playing with fire.
Your face is frozen already. I swore to God you had Botox. Your forehead
doesn't
move.
Can you raise your eyebrows for me? Wow, barely
Barely moves. It's
maddening. What about you? Okay, well, you've got a bit of movement in there, Aaron.
This is great radio.
Yeah, it's really good radio, because you guys can see it. Let's just put it this way. Slacker's face moves.
And I got angry. I got angry brow, and I need to get rid of that.
Okay.
I'm like,
the glabella, is that what it's called?
Yes, that thing.
Yes,
I don't have
is.
A full blown 11.
Yeah.
Like, but my ex-wife had like the Trade Center towers. Like,
oh,
just
boy. Hey, that's
different
maybe,
analogy. Too soon. Good God, it was 24 years ago.
Maybe we don't need to speak about your ex-wife like that.
Oh, she's fine. She knows it.
Oh my gosh.
But like, you're gonna go get something done.
I'm gonna to correct my misshapen lower face.
I don't know if you should do this thing, by the way.
No,
you support her?
Yes.
She does, because she looks at the side of my face and sees the lack of jawline I'm experiencing.
That's not at all what I said.
Okay.
I'm thinking about getting just a baby amount of chin filler. Just balance some things
Here's
out.
Here's the thing, Erica, and all womankind.
Look how little the bottom of my face is.
But it's I don't like it. I don't want to, listen. Two things. I would like to go to a Botox like right away, tonight, even tomorrow.
Someone
like,
text in.
So I don't want to talk trash, but I just think people go into those places with your attitude. Like, I just want a little. And then you get talked into a bunch and you come out with this Zac Efron looking deformed butt chin.
I'm
like,
not going to be the crimson chin.
Like, but like, I just, because I had a girlfriend who was like, I'm going in for a boob job, but I just want to get a C. I just want to get a better, she was like a B cup, and she's like, I'm just going to get a full C. And she comes out with these just like huge double Ds, and like, it was, because they talk you into it. Just don't.
I feel like it's different now.
It is?
Yeah.
I feel like it is.
It's very, especially in Colorado, the place where I go, they're like, we keep it very natural. It's they refer to it as like Colorado Botox because no one wants to do the LA stuff. That's
and get
too
frozen,
much.
Frozen.
Yeah. Oh. But they want it to be so natural.
Because you can, on some people, you can see Botox because their head gets shiny.
Yeah.
What? Oh. Why is that?
Because it's like glass skin once you can't move it too much.
Oh, so it just gets, where's the shine come from?
I don't know.
From like sweat and you don't feel it? I just
don't know. I'm not a scientist.
It's very strange.
The problem is,
yeah,
I've got this chin appointment. Aaron's got a Botox appointment right before Live at 5. So we might be a little bruised up.
Welcome, everybody.
Listen, Live at 5 is the 30th.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Brothers Bar and Grill.
In Lone Tree.
Let me explain all the things that are going to happen.
Okay.
Number one. I can make your hands clap.
Said I can make your hands clap. That's so satisfying. Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. Fits and the Tantrums playing for free.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Reason to go right there.
Yeah.
While you're there, we're giving away tons of tickets, like, I don't know, these guys.
Here we go. And not just tickets. We're going to send you to go see them.
Yeah. Hollywood.
Hollywood. Yeah.
Get some LA Botox while you're there.
So listen, AJR, I can make your hands Fits in the Tantrums. Reason enough to come to Live at 5. Uh-huh. Other tickets we have?
Teddy Swim.
What?
Wow.
Rob Thomas.
What?
Jeff Ray.
What?
Yeah.
And
Summer Jam.
Oh, right.
Featuring, it's our sister station, KS107.5, yep. Featuring
Nelly.
Nelly.
It's getting hot. I should have all those.
Yeah. It's so hot.
Mm-hmm. I'm not going to finish that. Eve.
Yeah.
Huge concert there.
Completely free. The 30th of July, Wednesday night. I know. You don't want to go out on a Wednesday night.
Right. It's at 5.
It's at 5 o'clock.
Yeah. It's a happy hour.
Just come out.
Happy hour with Westera.
Yeah. And we'll be done by 7.
You could be home by 8.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. You can grab some to-go food or you can stay and hang out and party with us.
Mm-hmm.
And then you can also get to see the massively deformed face.
No! Stop it.
Of both. Why not?
We just have my baby bruises.
Okay. We're going to play some sort of game. Pin the tail on the bruises.
Oh, we'll see you there.
The Slacker Show. Alice. 105.9.